Well, we wonder how Billy's going to wake up this morning, but how's Kevy woken up, given that Billy rolled his ankle yesterday? How are you, mate?
Oh, good, thanks, Blats. Look, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned, but I think he's going to be okay. It was really the last sort of drill we were doing, sort of the last set of six defending, and he just went over on it. Mm. And you could feel the silence across the whole group, you know. But I think he got more of a scare than it was that ankle that he injured against the Sharks about a month ago, and then just sort of tore maybe a bit more scar tissue off there or something. But he's been icing it all night and stuff, so we hope to get him running tomorrow and see how he goes from there.
He was on the ground for quite some time and very ginger when he got up, Kevy.
Yeah, he was. I think he sort of scared himself more than anything. You know, when you tear some scar tissue there, you think the worst, and I guess where he's been as well, and all different with his shoulder and all different sorts of injuries. He would hate to think that he'd missed this game because of injury, but you know, we think he's going to be all right. The boys were having a bit of a joke with him after calling him Fonda and all sorts of things. So yeah, we hope he's going to be okay.
Is that Fonda as in Fonda Matassa?
Yeah, Fonda Matassa, the great Queensland winger who was carted off in an ambulance and all of a sudden busted open of the empty doors and then continue to play and score tries and do all sorts of things.
Race back on the field. And just for people who don't know, Fonda was famous for only playing on the grandstand side.
Yeah, so, right.
And then second half, he'd swap over to the grandstand side again because he loved the crowd.
Oh, and he used to play with a comb in his sock too, didn't he?
He did. He did.
He looked at his shadow. He liked sunny days.
He was a character, Kevy. He was a good man.
Kevy, does it sort of get you, well, you've got to sort of come up with contingency plans now?
Well, yeah. Well, we don't really. I think we'll see how he is today. But if he is in some sort of doubt, yeah, we'll have to bring something. But I mean, we've got 1,000 fullbacks here playing everywhere, so that's not going to be a problem for us too much. But I think Bill's going to be okay, to be honest with you, boys, and hopefully that's the case. You know, later today.
A double prong question, mate. Obviously, Cameron Munster, how's he fitting in at six, and how's Michael Morgan fitting in at centre, and will they swap it all?
Yeah, well, they've got a license to do that if they feel that's necessary. But we're comfortable with Cameron. He was a little bit nervous on his first training session, I've got to say, Cameron. That's a big occasion, obviously. But he settled down really nicely. Michael Morgan, well, he's a real pro, Morgs. You know, I think he can play him basically anywhere. And most of his stints for Queensland, coming off the bench, have been through the middle, where, you know, it's pretty tough going in there defensively and also with the ball. So I think he'll enjoy a bit more freedom out wide. He's got great speed. Defensively, he's been very good. And he was a really smart player as well. Michael Morgan, a bit like, you know, Darius Boyd, where you can stick them in most positions and they're going to handle it, you know, nicely, you know, like a real pro. So that's what we're hoping. We're imagining that they're going to get a lot of traffic down their left edge because it is a whole new edge in some ways. So, yeah, but we've been working hard trying to get them right so that, you know, when Wednesday night comes around, they'll be ready to go.
A great thrill for the players the other day with Jeff Horn turning up.
Oh, and the staff and everyone, really. It was just so exciting. He actually spent had a meal with us as well that night. But just to see him in camp, and when he came in, we announced it and we gave him a warm welcome as such, and he was really receptive of it. I mean, such a humble guy for an Aussie that's, you know, probably done one of the greatest sporting things, you know, in history maybe, or certainly in the top five or six events around sport that this country has provided. And he's at the backbone of it all, and just his humility is something to be seen. And he had the belt there, the actual WBO belt that he got, and it came in a case, and it's got diamonds and gold on it. It was really a special, you know, afternoon or evening for the boys, that's for sure.
If he gets the rematch, he can afford his own diamonds soon enough. Well, will he be in the rooms before the game or anything like that, Kevy?
Well, that was the plan, Slats, but he's got a he's going over to America, I believe, on Tuesday to the awards there. I think it's going to be better for his promotion of his next fight as well. He said he'd love to be there, but he can't. He had plans to be there, but unfortunately, ESPN, I think it is, have got some big major awards over there. So, and they've invited him, rolled the red carpet out. So I'll be getting the dinner suit on away. I'd be going as well, I reckon.
What about JT, mate? Is he around?
Yeah, Johnny's around, and he's little with his wing floating around everywhere. Yeah, we thought it'd be best if we got him in. I mean, we got some younger players again coming in with Ben Hunt and Cameron Munster, and just having him around the place. I mean, we wish he was throwing the number six jumper on. but that can't happen. But just having him around, and he'll be up in our coach's box helping us there. He was very good in game one with some of the stuff around our attack and our defence. You know, he's been a special player for Queensland. Jonathan, one of the greats of Origin history. So anything we can sort of get out of his system, albeit not playing, but in any other forms, is going to be terrific for our boys.
Kevy, if you can give us a little bit of an insight, mate, when you put the old head on the pillow at night and you think about New South Wales, you think about the game, what concerns you? What do you think about?
Well, there's a bloke called Andrew Fifita.
Yep.
And Aaron Woods, yep, and Dave Clemmer. Yep. And then the Tedesco at the back. Those boys have really done the hard work, particularly those guys in the middle for New South Wales. And Mitchell Pearce, James Maloney playing off the back of that. Jared Hain is another one we've spoken about this week, about him and his fight back. He's a class player, Hain. We know he's going to bounce back. But Fifita is the main one, I think, up front there, that we've got to try and contain. We know, that we said this in game two, that he's going to cause some sort of damage. That, you know, he's that sort of player. But we've got to try and limit that damage as best we can. We did a really good job with him in game two. But like all good players and great players, they, you know, you can't keep them down for too long. Mm-hmm. We're expecting a big bounce back from Andrew in game three.
He's not shy of making a statement, Kevy, before these big games. he probably fires all you blokes up.
Well, no, he doesn't fire us up. He just puts us on high alert, because we know we've seen what he can do, certainly in the grand final last year, the try that he came up with to win the game and the premiership for the Sharks, and some of his carries in Origin 1 were, you know, something that we haven't seen at this level for a long time. So, you know, his offloading ability, his aggressive style of play, and it's likewise with all the New South Wales forwards. It was pretty clear in game one, you know, what their plan was to just to run over the top of us, and they did that quite successfully. In game two, you know, they tried to some degree, and they picked up a couple of tries through Tedesco and the like, you know, doing that. So we're expecting, you know, no different from them, and particularly Jared Hain as well. I mean, he scored a couple of tries in game one, but and was probably unfairly criticised to some degree in game two. But I think, you know, he'll be back bigger and stronger as well. So big effort there from Will Chambers that's required on that right edge for us.
Just final one from me, mate. Boyd Cordner, I guess you always expected. It looks like he'll play. You probably always expected him to play.
Yeah, I think so. Boyd, knowing, I haven't had a lot to do with Boyd over the years, but knowing the way he goes about his work and seeing from watching him lots of times, he's a tough bastard, you know. And, you know, I know that injury was probably one of the reasons that wasn't going to keep him out of this game. He's got that mental capacity to play through the pain barrier. And no doubt, you know, he's been, from all reports, had a couple of runs with the Blues, and I'm sure that he'll be lining up. He's pretty vital for them as well, extremely vital, being their captain. He's been such a good leader for them in his first year. You know, I think it's a positive for the Blues that he is playing, because they do rely on him, you know, throughout the match in a lot of different ways, and he leads by example from the front. You know, he's a typical Origin player, toughness and particularly with the mind as well, you know, going about their work. He's a very good player.
Kevy, we thank you, mate. Only a couple of days. We're heading up your way today. We'll have our blue on.
And, yeah, well, we've got the eggs. The rotten eggs are ready
all right,
for you
mate.
Guys when you arrive in the mall.
We'll dodge them nicely.
Good on you, Kevy.
And we might even bump into your City Rails after the game on Wednesday night.
You
still got the free drink cards, haven't you?
Well, yes, I'll be contacting them. Hopefully they'll come.
There's a blast from the past. Good on you, Kevy.
Thanks, Kevy.
Good on you, boys.
Well done, mate.
Kevin Walters there is the Queensland Origin coach, believes that Billy is a bit of a concern, but I think he's going to be okay.